Are you a slave? Yes, every human being is a slave. But the question is, to whom or what? Are you a slave to your job, which dictates that the next project has to be finished by X date and time, and therefore you work the 14-hour days to finish it? Or are you a slave to the current trends, which dictate what is fashionable and what isn't, and you follow that blindly? Or are you a slave to yourself, eating whatever you like, drinking whatever you like, doing whatever you like without any limit? Consider this. True freedom can only be obtained by being a slave to the one who gave you life, the one who will bring you to death, the one who gives you the air to breathe, food to eat, and light to see with, the one who created you from nothing and created everything around you and set it in a balance and harmony. God Almighty says in the Quran, I have not created the spirits and human beings except to worship me. That's in the Quran, chapter 51, ayah 56. The word worship above is a rough translation of the Arabic word ibadah, which not only includes praise, glorification, and appreciation of God, which is what we typically think of when we hear the word worship, but also obedience to God. Like this, all the noble prophets and messengers of God, including Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad being the final and the last, peace be upon them all, were slaves of God, praising, glorifying, and thanking Him, along with doing what He ordered and staying away from what He prohibited. They all submitted themselves completely to Him. That's what a Muslim is, any peaceful person who has submitted themselves to God. The only religion that calls for this complete submission to the Creator and not His creation, and places submission to His creation, is Islam. As a matter of fact, the word Islam means submission, worshiping the Creator alone and not His creation. So you have two choices, either be a slave to the creation or be a slave to the Creator and submit yourself to Him like all of His noble prophets and messengers did. Hope this got you thinking. Take the first step and start asking sincerely for guidance from your Creator. Thank you. Don't forget to share and like this video, subscribe, and do your best to help The Dean Show reach its goal. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you.